My guest on this portion of Live and Local is David Commande, who is music director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra in Peoria. He is also, as it happens, a candidate for the music directorship of the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra, and will be conducting one of their concerts this season, so we'll no doubt be talking with him closer to that particular event in addition to the Heartland concerts. And they are going to have, the Heartland Festival Orchestra is, their first concert of the new season, 2012-2013 season, this Saturday at Five Points Washington, which is their regular home. And they are calling it Music's Fire. And I gather, David, that this has something to do with the ritual fire dance of Manuel de Falla, but also more than that.
Well, it does indeed, and it's always great to visit with you, Kevin. So, you know, this piece came together, as you know, I know from designing your own programs, every program has something of a seed that starts it, and my interest in the Brazil guitar duo was at the core of starting to think through this program. And I of the various things that they do so wonderfully, I was interested by the Castel Nuovo Tedesco Concerto for Two Guitars, which, well, Tedesco, as one of the truly fine and important composers for guitar, I was so attracted to that, knowing well the Concierto de Aranjuez that all of us know so well. So there I was, in touch with Brazil guitar duo, thinking Tedesco, being aware of the Spanish and the Mexican sub-notes in that music, and the rhythmic qualities, and the very upbeat and happy, cheerful feeling of that work. And I went looking for musical relatives, and the Falla came to mind. It does have that fire, and I think it opens the program really well. In fact, it adds still another element to our program, because we are having two dancers from the Peoria Ballet who are dancing to original choreography to this music to open our program. So, you know, we end up adding a lot of elements, including the dance. The Peoria Ballet's artistic director, Servi Gallardo, designed this dance, and two of the dancers will be there in front of the orchestra as we open the season. So it's fiery music, and, you know, one of those other sub-themes that always seem to work their way into the tapestry of programs. I was attracted to the Symphony in C of Georges Bizet, a piece I love truly dearly. I just fell in love with it the first time I encountered it, and it struck me as belonging to the spirit of this program, which is really celebratory and fun and happy. So that's how it all came together.
And a little bit fiery.
And a little bit fiery. The fire is, when I think of the Symphony in C, I think, yes, it's fire, it's also champagne bubbles.
Well, I was going to say, it's really more sparkly than fiery.
Yes, exactly.
So this concert with the Heartland Festival Orchestra is Saturday night, 7:30, Five Points, Washington. And I assume this year you'll have, again, some unannounced surprises on each program?
We will indeed. It's a habit I don't want to break, actually. And I bet you sympathize. Things happen, you become aware or get ideas that after designing a program and allowing space for the unannounced, I think, is a great boon to a program designer.
So I know that we're not going to talk about what the surprises are. Of course, they wouldn't be surprises. But I wonder if you can mention a few of some of the things that you have done in the past. Have they always been surprises that the orchestra plays?
Well, they have not always been a surprise of the orchestra. Sometimes, well, when I think back over the three seasons, it's wonderful to be starting in the fourth. Our very first program, we had the Heartland Festival Orchestra Brass Quintet appear in front of the curtain, so to speak, with a couple of very fun brass quintets. We've had performers. One concert we were, I actually arranged a Dan Fogelberg song for orchestra. We had Barbara Padilla as our soloist, but we had some local folk pop artists who came in a small combo and did another one of Dan Fogelberg's songs. And another time the orchestra played Salut d'amour of Elgar as accompaniment to a marriage proposal. Someone in our audience he proposed to his girlfriend on the spot, and thankfully he was accepted.
Yeah, that would have been something of a different kind of surprise if he hadn't, I guess.
Yeah. Not to see. We like the audience to be in the spirit of, well, I know a lot of what's going to happen, but I don't know all of what's happening.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, let's look ahead to the second concert. We're just talking a little bit as an overview of the season, and we'll talk specifics as we get closer to each one and have more examples and so on. But the second one, the end of October, October the 27th, which you're calling Eroica for reasons that'll be obvious as you describe the program.
Well, yes, Eroica, Beethoven's great third symphony, so nicknamed because of, I suppose in a way, the alteration of its designation, originally intended in tribute to Napoleon Bonaparte, and then how famously Beethoven scratched his name off of the dedication page in memory of a great man, because Beethoven was so disappointed he declared himself emperor, Beethoven the idealist. But, you know, the Eroica title, in my opinion, is appropriate regardless of the of any programmatic intent or qualities, because of the just the sheer qualities of the music itself and the way that it expanded the dimensions and the proportions of a symphony. There were so many changes from Beethoven's Second Symphony that look forward to the future. We're so thoughtful and aware of the Fifth Symphony and the Ninth Symphony and their importance in music history, but the Third has similar and in some ways almost greater significance in terms of what they promise for the future. So anyway, we have the Third Symphony in that program, and I brought in another duo, the Jostlein Horn Duo, who will be performing a Michael Haydn concerto for two horns. So we have pairs to start our season, first the Brazil guitar duo and now the Jostlein horn duo. And the Jostleins, Tricia Jostlein is our principal horn of the Heartland Festival Orchestra, and her husband, Thomas Jostlein, is associate principal horn of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. So they're quite distinguished musicians, and they'll be great in that program.
Your third concert is a return to a theme you've used before, New Year's greeting. So some Strauss going on just after the New Year, January 5th.
Right, and the origins of that, I studied in Vienna. I played so much Strauss and so much operetta music in Vienna as a cellist in the Volksoper Orchestra and in recordings and concerts. I really came to love that music and I think got such a strong feeling for how it should be performed. So my affection and my experience in it comes out, and we started doing these Viennese New Year's concerts. But we've added the twist last January and this coming January of nodding to the American development out of the Viennese operetta, namely Broadway musicals. And we had two wonderful stars from Broadway last January, and two more are coming this year, Doug LeBrecq and Christiane Knoll. And they're spectacular performers, musicians, vocalists. I'm really looking forward to that program.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's always wonderfully popular as well.
It is.
January 5th, and then a virtuoso fiddling concert with a group that has been in our area a few times in recent years, either as a group or as individuals. The group called Time for Three, which consists of Zach DePew and Nick Kendall, both of them violinists, and both of them have performed in various groups or solo around here. Renan Meyer is the bass player. I don't know that he's been around here solo. He's the one of the three that I've never had a chance to talk to, but they're going to be doing a rather unusual take on some Bach for you guys.
Well, some Bach, and because it's on St. Patrick's weekend, we're doing a little nod towards Irish music and St. Paddy's also. And that program, it has some prizes on it, and some of them are still surprises to me. We're evolving that program, sorting it out. But it's designed to fit our size as a chamber orchestra. But the thing about Time for Three, they came, I don't know if I was the first, I was certainly one of the early folks to invite them to certainly Central Illinois, because they came and visited me with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra, and they are such musicians, performers, charismatic young guys. I think they make music so exciting, and I'm so happy they're coming back.
Incredibly energetic.
And spontaneous as well, and they bring the improvisatory feel that jazz players naturally have, because they're always literally making it up at the moment. They bring that feeling to every performance. And so whether they're turning to a classical work and jazzing or sizzling it up or just playing straight, they're amazing.
And that'll be on March the 16th, some straight ahead Bach on that program and other things as well.
Yeah.
Then your fifth concert of the season you're calling Maestro's Favorites, and that actually sort of, I mean, I suppose it explains itself, but I have to admit that that's something that I occasionally think about when I'm coming up with orchestra programs, where, you put together a program that you think is a good program, and of course you enjoy the music, or you wouldn't have chosen the music, but every once in a while, and I know in the coming Prey Ensemble season, I've got one concert where in the not so far in the back of my mind, I think, this one's for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I gather this one's yours.
Well, we understand one another in that sense of designing a program and being attracted to certain pieces and, well, what will be the context of presenting them. And sometimes we work pieces into programs that we love, much as I did the Bizet in this weekend's program. It is one of my longtime favorites, but it worked into another program. But sometimes just being free to make a combination of pieces sheerly out of inclination is attractive if it comes together in a program. So this one with, of course, the bicentennial of Richard Wagner's birth is a little bit the occasion for doing the Siegfried Idyll. This is in some ways so quintessentially Wagnerian, but in one regard not, and that is in its length, and in another regard in the size of its ensemble. You know, written by Wagner as a birthday present for Cosima, it's a small group. I bet you know the story of on her birthday he had the musicians in the front room, the entry room of their home in Switzerland, and they debuted this piece for her. So it's so beautiful. It sings like all Wagner, but it also suits us as a chamber orchestra. And then the Stravinsky Pulcinella is the suite from that ballet is something that just captured me long, long ago. We will once again have dancing to it. It was a ballet, and we will again, at the close of our season, have original choreography from Servi Gallardo and Peoria Ballet to some of this music. And then we conclude with the Brahms Serenade in D, and that's one of the pieces that just lives really close to my heart. And my first full-blown subscription concert with a professional orchestra was anchored by this piece back at the San Diego Symphony a good while back. And that was a gorgeous program, but it concluded with this piece. And anybody who hears it loves it. One of Brahms' symphonies on training wheels. He was working up to his first symphony, which came so late in Brahms' life, as you know. But this serenade has so many beauties. So I'm happy we can present it.
Yeah, it's got great tunes. And for anybody who may think of Brahms as, writing some occasionally heavy, laden music, this is not that at all. It's very lighthearted from beginning to end.
It is. So if you're looking for an opposite Brahmsian work, for example, to the Requiem, this is well likely to be it.
That'll be on June the 1st. We're talking with David Commande, music director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. Overview of their season as they anticipate their opening concert this coming Saturday, September 8th. It'll be at Five Points, Washington at 7:30, featuring the Brazil guitar duo in the Double Guitar Concerto by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. And I will be talking with Douglas Laura of the Brazil guitar duo very shortly this hour on Live and Local. And David, want to wish you the best for the season and a smashing opening night concert.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's always a pleasure.